Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Why are you up so early?
Early
bird gets the worm.
And also,
going to be a terrific show.
Tuesday morning show.
It's a terrific Tuesday.
That's terrific.
What's terrific?
My favorite show.
Maybe I was wrong about these people.
I've been getting out of that Spider-Man costume. Did I miss anything?
My morning is not the same without you three.
This is just terrific.
Terrific Tuesday.
Let's get ready to showtime.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty. Mike and Carla waking you up 6:08. Carla, Tuesday, only Tuesday morning.
I know. It seems like we should be farther along, but I do like that terrific Tuesday.
Yes, it's a terrific Tuesday. That's show number optimistic. 2309.
Yeah, okay, I'll take it. That's fine, Mike.
And I know a lot of people always say, well, yeah, it's only Tuesday.
Yeah, yes.
Why is it going by so slow?
I know. Don't wish time away. I know, Mom. I got it.
And the story is now that everybody's apologized.
Chris Rock has apologized.
Will Smith has apologized. Everybody's apologized. Everybody's happy now.
Well, they should. And now a whole lot's come out because he's made it very open and personal that, you know, Will Smith has a lot of issues. And it seems they affected his decision to go up there and smack Chris Rock.
Well, I'm sure we'll talk about that a little bit later on this morning. Next half hour, your first chance to win. Eagles coming back through Vegas, their final Hotel California show. Those tickets we'll give away at about 6:40. Make sure you're listening for that. Otherwise, rain showers this morning with some sunshine during the afternoon. Highs in the mid to upper 70s. Hopefully not as windy as it got late yesterday or afternoon, early evening, so it shouldn't be too bad. We've got about 52 now.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
96.3 KKLZ.
We talked about coffee yesterday. Now alcohol. Can it be good for you in small amounts? Well, it seems like the answer now is no.
What?
Not at all. An extensive study at Harvard and MIT, they found that drinking any amount of alcohol is bad for you, specifically your heart and your cardiovascular system. That even includes that occasional glass of wine. Other studies, they say, well, they found that moderate drinking is okay. They say not necessarily, but that's because people who drink only occasionally, a drink here, a drink there, they're also more likely to eat healthier, exercise more, things like that. They looked at medical records of almost a 500,000 people. There was no evidence that alcohol has any health benefits. Any at all.
That's too bad.
It is too bad because we're out here doing the real research. But okay.
Are we every day?
Fine. Yes, that's right. Shrinkflation, people. It's happening. You see it. You see it every time you go to the store. Frito-Lay says they're saving more than $50 million a year by reducing the number of chips in their bag. Doritos, apparently, their bags are not even half full anymore.
That's one of my pet peeves when you buy a bag of chips or something like that you can't see in the bag.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, wait, half the chips already.
I know. That's why you got to look at the ounces. Look at the how much is in there. It's just shrunk up. It's shrunk up substantially.
Well, I know how they can fix this.
Yeah.
Quit spending so much on the packaging.
Yeah.
Shrink the packaging to fit the product.
Yeah.
And boom, you save
just
money.
Make sure I see the teeny tiny package that I'm paying the same amount for.
More chips, less air.
Yeah.
Yes, there you go.
Sure. That's
put that
cute,
on your T-shirt.
You guys, that would cost more money. Many Burger Kings gone from 10 to 8 chicken nuggets. Same price. Domino's, Chick-fil-A, Charmin toilet paper. Guess what? They've all reduced the contents of their packaging while keeping the prices the same or increasing them.
Boosh.
So I went over to Target this weekend. Even the checker was like, oh my God, prices are crazy right now. I said, yeah, they are. I said, hopefully soon they'll go down. No, they won't. They're going to leave them where they are. Even though things get better, she's probably right. And a list of outdated slang terms people are saying should make a comeback. Big discussion on Reddit. Couple interesting things yesterday. This one in particular, on fleek. People say, just bring it back. Let's keep using that. Trippin', buggin', word, boo. fresh, tight, no doubt. People would like these to come back and just stay.
They went away?
Yes, I know, Mike, they did. Yes, I know.
Doggone it.
Not, I know. It's not real groovy, is it?
No.
But yeah, those are some of the terms that people would like to come back and just stick around. You're right. Some of those are older words or terms that did come back.
Mm-hmm.
Now they've kind of fallen out of fashion. But well, if you want to say bugging, you know, that's okay. If your boo is bugging, you know what? That's okay. If she's not on fleek, that's all right. It's
I'm just
okay.
going to keep on trucking.
You
whether
say,
they're
yes, keep they're on trucking. Big thumb up right there.
Yeah, there you go.
It is Tuesday. Only a few things you should know.
Bill's on the phone. Bill, what's up?
Hey, just one thing to think about, the air in your potato chip bag. Keeps it from being crushed.
Oh, is yes. that why they do it?
Yep.
So make bigger bags.
Chips instead of potato powder. Okay.
Make bigger bags so then you guys can go, it's a bigger bag with less in it. Yes.
Yeah, or you can tape it to your steering wheel, too, and that way when it pops, you know, you'll have potato chips everywhere.
Yeah, that's a good idea, too. Thank you very much for the idea. Here you go. Chance to win them before you can buy them. Eagles.
All right.
This is their final Hotel California tour stop.
Wow.
In Las Vegas. So if you want to go, listen up. Have another theme song for you.
Yes.
Simply tell us the name of the TV show this theme is from. There you go.
There we go.
Kind of jazzy. I like it.
Yeah, it is. I love that.
Here you go. All you have to do is identify the TV show that theme is from, starting with caller number 9-702-739-9636. You want it one more time? Here it is. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win those tickets for the Eagles. All you have to do is tell us the TV show this theme is from. Listen up. We have Candy on the phone. Candy, can you do it? Name the TV show.
I think it's Drew Carey.
No.
Oh, dang it. Okay.
Again.
Try back. Kevin, can you name the TV show that theme is from?
I'm going to go with The Cosby Show.
No.
No.
Wow.
No, more current.
Steven, go ahead. Tell everybody the name of the TV show that theme is from.
Modern Family.
Yes.
There you go. Good job. Good job. That stumped a few people.
Third time's a charm.
Yes.
Awesome.
You got the tickets. You're going to see the Eagles.
Get out of here. When is it?
May 28th. It's going to be at the MGM Grand Garden Arena. So hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up the tickets. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Hey, big time. Awesome. You guys are great. Thank you so much.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Last hour, right before the top of the hour, talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Pat Benatar on the list, and doing very well with the fan vote.
Yes.
Topping the vote, though, is Duran Duran right now, and Carla, over vacation, came in and did an interview with Simon Le Bon of Duran Duran.
It was really fun talking to him. We've never had a chance to talk to him.
And we're on vacation.
I know, and it was like, okay. All right, hold on. Let's see if this is going to work out. I'm going to do this.
Right.
And you were out of town still.
Being a big fan of Duran.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely.
So make sure you check out the interview, the visit, the video. It's on our morning show page at 96.3kklz.com. And then the other video we should point out to you that you have to see. Wendy Rush evidently thought it was Slap a Comedian Day yesterday.
Yeah. Not.
It's not today. It's not today, is it? Because Morty and I were going to...
No, because it's not a thing, Wendy.
That's not
Morty
a thing?
Morty, Mike. No, it's not a thing.
National Slap a Comedian.
Apparently a lot of people thought it was that day. Jeez.
It's a very funny video, though. It's very quick, so if you want to check that out on our Facebook page, which you can like and link up with through our website, 963KKLZ.com. All right, weather-wise, rain showers this morning. Doesn't look too bad out there right now. Plenty of sunshine by the afternoon. High in the mid to upper 70s today. Hopefully, maybe a little breezy. Not as windy as it got late yesterday afternoon. Got 52 now. We were on vacation last week and had the chance to visit not only my daughter up in Seattle, but Jody's son, Brandon, up in Portland.
Yeah.
Nice getaway, but for you, you stuck around the house thinking maybe I can get some things done. So we asked the question, it begs the question, what things did you think would be so easy but turned out to be more difficult?
You know, I did this whole post yesterday. It's on our website, trying to buy white paint, first of all. Off-white, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how many colors of white, off-white, there are? Apparently, just hundreds. Hundreds of. Do you want November rain? Would you like dovetail, ecru, almond? I don't. Off-white, off-white. Yes. Long story short, you can read it, but literally like four cans of paint. You know, just the quart cans because I'm doing touch-up. And let's see, and light bulbs and gummy bears and paper towels later. I found the four that I can mix together and come up with the color that I need.
Yay.
Oh, my God. Like 3 days of this.
Because you thought it would be easy. I'm just going to go to the store and buy some off-white paint.
It's right there.
Touch it up a little bit, and I'm done.
Yeah, I brought in the original number. Here you go. Here it is. This is what it is. Oh, yeah, we don't have that tint anymore. Oh, well, okay, then.
What do I do?
I know. Oh, we can come up with some. Oh, sure you can. Yeah, so I can't. You know, and I'm such a girl, too. It's like, well, I should put paper, you know, newspaper, you know, plastic down.
Tape it down.
Well, I got some paper towel. That down. That's good enough. Oops, it's in my hair. Okay.
It's like when I try and do that, and Jody will go, isn't that your good shirt?
Yeah.
Well, and your shorts and stuff?
Yeah, it was.
Well, you'll just wash it out, won't you?
Yeah, it's water-based, right? It's going to come out.
How many other people have done that where you thought, so well, this will be, this should be very easy.
Yes.
But it turns out to be a lot more complicated than you ever thought.
It's ridiculous.
All of a sudden, I have streetlights in my living room in the lamps. I said, I just went to the... Jody goes, where did you get these? And I said, I just went to Lowe's. I said, I want white lights.
Okay.
I didn't realize they're so... Like paint.
Yeah.
There's so many different lights now.
That whole row. You got like two sides with light bulbs, Mike.
The guy comes up to me. Can I help you? Yes. I would just like a white light bulb.
I'd like a light bulb. Yeah, they're right here, sir.
And then he'll, of course, say, what kind?
Yeah.
A white light bulb.
Well, we got your LED, we got your iridescent, your candescent, we got your daylight,
your
soft light, we got your yellow light. You want a bug light? We got bug lights.
I came home with a headache.
Yeah, I got your corkscrews, got your traditional. What else you need there?
How many other people have gone through this where you think, well, I can knock this out. This should be easy. I've watched the video. Turns out to be a lot more complicated, whether it be home chores or whatever.
Yes.
Talking about those things that you think should be easy, but they always turn out to be more complicated. Chris is on the phone. Chris, what happened to you?
I did the swap meet out at Thomas and Mack this past weekend. I realized I am no longer 22. I realized I beat my body to death. I realized this was no easy task. I'm going to have to hire a couple of high school kids to help me load and unload next time.
It's true.
I'll just pop by the swap meet.
I'm just going to,
couple of these and load them in my car.
How hard could that be?
Put trailer full of auto parts, rims, hubcaps, things like that. Serious. And I'm going, did anybody bring oxygen?
Then, of course, loading them in, you get that done. Then you got to unload it.
Well, that's what I'm going to do this afternoon. Today is I got to unload the trailer.
Because you took a knee yesterday.
Right?
Oy vey. Yesterday.
That's Have a good day, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
You guys too. Bye.
I remember you had asked me, Jody and I went down to La Jolla and to spend a couple of days down there, and you had asked, hey, will you stop by the... what shop do you go to?
The olive oil store. Yeah.
And pick me up a couple of bottles of olive oil.
Yes.
So I said,
just call me. I'll let you know what I need.
I go in. I said, hey, I'm supposed to pick up some olive oil for Carla. Oh, Carla Ray. Yeah, she comes in all the time. We love her. All right. So what kind? I said, I'm looking around. Morty, there's thousands. white paint, off-white, nothing compared to the olive oil.
Yeah.
That is, and I look around, I go, crap. I don't, I, you know what? Well, what kind, what's she using it for? I don't know.
Olive oil.
I thought it would be so easy. I told Jody, let's slip in here. This is the store. Carla said we just pick up a couple of bottles and then we can do what we want to do.
Oh, man, you're right. There's so many different olive oils and vinegars. And, oh, my God, that's
and
right.
Then I
remember
ended
you
up,
were like, what am I getting?
I called her once. No answer. I'm staying in the store. And I go,
here's what I got.
Let me text.
That's fine.
You know what? Let's surprise her.
Yes, that's right. Somebody wrote in, and I didn't even think about this. Julie said, remember when you just clipped a coupon? No. You got to download the app to get the deal.
Yeah.
Then you got to search for it. Of course, I have to put on my glasses to read the fine print of whatever it is that I'm buying. Then I pick it. I hope that it works. And then it doesn't. Then you have to show the cashier and you got to hold everybody up because you're trying to get 10 cents off. This is 10 cents off, but it's right here.
It's just not showing the coupon anymore.
Yeah, exactly. But you're right. You used to just cut a coupon out. That's all you did.
Wow.
Adrian, I give you credit for even trying this. She said, I was trying to replace a shower cartridge. The job should have taken about 10, 15 minutes. Damn thing came out in pieces and then more pieces. The whole job ended up taking about 4 hours. I had to design and create a tool to get all the pieces out. Never again. Never again.
Yeah.
Adrian, I commend you for even trying.
I love those videos where they, hey, you want to upgrade that plain wall?
DIY.
Put some bookshelves up.
Yeah. Well, that looks nice.
In three easy steps.
That seems easy enough.
They're dressed real nice. They never get dirty.
I know. They have on like a suit and they're smoking a pipe.
I'll tell you, next time I'm calling Wendy Rush. She's good at that
Oh, she's so good at that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Going back to last hour, by the way, one of the things that you think would be easy to do now, for some reason, they made very difficult, and somebody texted in and said, ordering fast food.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, she said, you know what? You can get a discount. Oh, that's cool. Oh, wait, what? I have to order through the app? Okay, let me download the app. There are people behind me, but let me download the... Oh, no, you had to download the app and then order and then come pick it up. And yeah, it's, you can order fast food and get a discount easily now. You just can't do it.
I just walked up to the counter, like to place an order.
Yeah.
Well, we have a kiosk. You have to go to the kiosk.
I'm sorry, what?
But you're here.
Yeah, you're standing right
there. Can I just tell you and then you fill out the kiosk?
I won't say the name. It made me so mad when they put those up.
Because I wanted a plain cheeseburger.
Uh-huh. Oh, please.
And then I got to figure out, all right.
Oh, please. Blah, 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 blah. Wait, I got three of them.
Everything.
Now. Hold on. Let me just read this. Greg said, seems everything I do these days that should be an hour or two project turns into a couple days. He said, I realize I had breaks. I need many of them. They're now required. Some things I don't even attempt anymore. I'm like Aunt B. Just call the man.
Call the man.
Hey, call the man.
Everybody has the guy.
Yes, call the guy.
All right. Who sounds like an old fogey? Everybody on this show.
Well, some things are just, I said, our lives are one big app.
It is.
It's just an app.
Rain showers. It is. Rain
Check
showers
the
this morning.
App, Mike.
I am. Some sunshine during the afternoon hours, high in the mid to upper 70s. Hopefully not as windy. Looks nice now.
Yeah, it does.
Hopefully it stays that way. 54 now. Catch up on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
You know, we mentioned earlier in the show, yes, Will Smith did apologize to Chris Rock for slapping him during the Oscars. And he said, I'm embarrassed. And my actions were not indicative of the man I want to be. The Academy is still considering whether to take further action. I mean, if Chris Rock isn't going to, maybe you just leave this be. But yes, he did apologize. Everybody apologized. And that's good. You know, if you do something wrong, you feel you did something wrong, you apologize.
There you go.
Ow. Wah. Eesh. Listen to this. I don't know if you guys knew this or not. Detroit Lions. They're going to be the team featured on the next Hard Knocks on HBO. Apparently, they want no ratings. Jeez. Yeah, it's about time.
Where you get the background, where you get behind the scenes of what makes this organization tick.
Why do I don't even know. I feel like it's a coach going to all their houses saying, get up. You have to get up. You have to come to practice.
It'll be the most they're on TV.
Yes, it will be.
The Lions.
Yes, and if they're just scrimmaging and practicing, they can at least win. At least it'll be them winning.
One of the Lions will win.
Oh, man. Tom Brady, so when he announced his retirement, Peyton Manning sent him a two-page letter, really nice letter, nice bottle of wine, and now that he's unretired, Peyton joked that he wants those back.
Yes!
Right?
That was an expensive bottle of red stuff.
I know, and you're not retiring now, so stop it. By the way, the NFL might launch their own paid streaming service. So now you can pay for all your football games if you want to watch football. I know, ridiculous.
Yeah.
Christine McVie, some good news. She has a new solo album on the way. I bought her first one, and it was really good. And Kim Kardashian apologizing.
Oh.
Yes.
Hold on, I have it.
Yeah. Remember, she gave some... Do you have the actual advice, Mike, that she gave?
No, but I have the apology.
The advice she gave to women basically was, you know what? Get up and work. Get a job. Mm-hmm. That's what Kim said. She says it was taken out of context.
Yeah, here's a part of that.
Having a social media presence and being on a reality show does not mean overnight success. And you have to really work hard to get there, even if it might seem like it's easy and that you can build a really successful business off of social media. And you can if you put in a lot of hard work. And it wasn't a blanket statement towards women or to feel like I don't respect the work or think that they don't work hard. I know that they do. So it was taken out of context.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All I'm hearing is vocal fry, blah, 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 blah.
And she's totally ignoring the fact that she came from money.
Yes.
Like,
yes. And a sex tape. But yeah, yes, exactly.
Well, that money.
I swear to God. I have to do a sex tape before I die. I have to.
Well, hurry up.
I know. Exactly. Hold on.
Yes, there might be a few of us that might want to watch it.
I know the camera's going, but just let me get over there. Jeez.
And use the soft lens, please.
Yes, that's right. Could you give me the Streisand lens? Could you do that? Soften it up. Oh, my gosh. That's my take for now. Hey, it is that time of year. Trust Legacy AC.
That would
local.
Be funny. The sex tape is out. Yeah. Okay, anybody want it?
Nobody's downloaded it yet. Not one person has downloaded my sex tape. This is just great. Angie, I would expect you at least one download. Trust Legacy AC local and reliable, legacyac.com.
Just want to play this audio because I think it's cool and it sounds awesome.
Yeah.
This is a trombone player in an empty indoor swimming pool.
Okay.
Just by himself.
Uh-huh.
In this empty pool, has a roof. Cool. It's indoors.
Okay.
Listen to the reverb, and it's just so soothing, like that cat music we played yesterday.
I love that.
So listen to this. Maybe not as soothing as I thought.
It sounds like a whale communicating in underwater.
Sounds like something David Bowie would have done for Outer Space.
Yes. Yes.
That's
right.
Exactly what it sounds
like. You're right.
Like.
Yeah. Yeah. Love that.
So
it's
a guy by himself playing trombone in an empty indoor swimming pool because of the echo and everything.
Yeah, it sounds
reverb.
Cool.
You know, we talked to Mike Love and some of the Beach Boys at times, and they said you go into a bathroom or a room like that or a pool with a indoor best acoustics.
Why not? Yeah.
You sound so much. How many people think the same thing about themselves? If you sing in the bathroom or the shower, you sound awesome.
Great acoustics. Was it Dave Grohl, their last album?
Mm-hmm.
He said he moved his drums to, I think it was like the top of the stairs in a house they were recording in because it just sounded better. There was a sound there that sounded so good.
But that's a guy playing trombone in an indoor pool. You're right, Morty. There's probably a whale somewhere going.
I know. Is that my mate? That's my mate.
That person is for me. That is awesome. All right. Hey, Aerosmith coming back to Vegas with a residency. We'll have those tickets to give away in about 7-8 minutes. We have tickets for Aerosmith. Their Deuces Are Wild residency, plus that Fogo de Show dining card.
That's very cool.
$150. Now, Aerosmith going to be back over at Dolby Live at Park MGM. Carla brought in her accordion. Nice. Beat it, yeah. So all you have to do.
Thank you. Thank
strap
you.
Strap it on. And identify this song. Okay. Carla is playing on her accordion. Go ahead. What, you're a natural.
Thank you. It's hard to learn. I'm telling you right now.
I'm surprised you're not, doing it part-time over at the gondolas over
right?
there.
Yes, I know.
At the Venetian. You know, yeah.
Oh, man.
Almost as big as you. One more time. Okay. Give it to him. Here it is. So we'll tell you right now, it's an Aerosmith song.
Okay.
It is an Aerosmith song.
Yes, it is.
So all you have to do is come up with the title, 702-739-9636. Ninth caller, if you're correct, you're a winner. Good luck. All right, giving you a chance to win those tickets for Aerosmith, their residency here in Las Vegas. All you have to do is identify the song being played on the accordion. You know what? If I were driving around in a car and listened to that, I wouldn't even know. I really wouldn't.
Okay.
But Lori's on the phone. She thinks she knows. Go ahead. What's the title of the song?
Is it Crying?
Yes.
Indeed. Yes, wow. Good job.
You got the tickets. Aerosmith, Deuces Are Wild, their Las Vegas residency, and that $150 Fogo de Chão dining card.
I love you guys. Thank
Hang
you
on
so
the line. Wendy
okay.
Rush will have another pair of tickets and another dining card to give away at about 12:40. Otherwise, you hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick it up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Boy, this got a little nasty. A man in the UK got into a fight with his girlfriend about where to get pizza. He wanted Pizza Hut, but she wanted a place called Pizza Choice.
Oh, wow.
At some point, he stabbed her in the butt.
Okay, there you go.
Now, she's going to be okay.
Okay,
and
wow.
And he's going to jail, so he's not getting any pizza. He's not getting anything.
No, he is not. Oh, wow.
All over pizza.
I hope she got whatever she wanted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's going to be eating that ramen pizza, that jailed Joburg special.
That's right. What is this? It all looks the same.
Hope he has a tin cup.
Yeah.
Cops in Seattle raided a guy's house after hearing he might have some stolen bikes in his yard. They showed up. Turned out he had a pile so big you could actually see it in a satellite images on Google Maps.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Appears to be hundreds of bikes. The guy, Chet Buchanan, has been booked and is in jail.
There we go. I knew it. You.
We're just kidding. We're just kidding about that story.
Yes. Or are we?
We like Chet. He does a great job.
Of course we do.
Every holiday season with the bikes. But
are you kidding? He's amazing what they do.
I just thought that.
Yes, that's what it looks like.
It does.
In the air, I'm sure. I've seen that. Okay. Oh, my gosh.
Isn't he up in Seattle now? Or something, or
I don't know what he's all over
the place.
He's
there and here and all around.
He's cracking. He's radioing. He's everything.
Wow.
I know. Well, he's Chet.
Okay.
He's Chet. Telling you right now, we should all have his life. Listen to 21.
I thought I did for a while.
You did.
Then they let me go.
And then he took it. Yes. Hey, a 21-year-old man from India, he believes he has the world's longest tongue. It measures over 4 inches when he sticks it out. He can touch his eyelids. Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah. Not just his nose. He can touch his eyelids. Yeah. Yeah, he's hoping to make it into the Guinness Book of World Records.
There now, is that a turn-on for a woman?
No, not really. I mean, you know, if I don't have to look at it. I mean, if it's not, you know, touching his eyelid.
Touching your eyelid. Else.
Well, if he wants to touch my eyelid, that is fine.
That's one thing. Or...
That's not my eyelid. Jeez. Keep touching that, though. Yeah. I mean, yes, that's right. Don't look at me. Don't look at me.
Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, I know. But I know there are a lot of guys saying over 4 inches. That's pretty good. It's his tongue. His tongue, okay? And a woman on Reddit says she was I love this story. So she and her dad go to the gas station, right? And he started telling her, he said, you know what? I've been getting these cool biscuits here. I love them. Been getting them for about 20 years. And she was curious because he liked them so much. So he bought her a pack. They're dog biscuits that he's been eating for 20 years.
Oh, no.
Yes, he was shocked.
Shocked.
And said, I don't know if I can keep eating them now because they don't taste the same anymore.
Once you find out what it is,
yes.
Jody says the same thing about me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She goes, you don't even know what's in it. Yeah. What's in it? There's a little bit of mayo.
Yeah. And it's okra. Oh,
But after 20 years.
Yeah, I know. That's what I say. And most, like, good dog biscuits now, they're made with, like, pumpkin or sweet potatoes, things like that. They're cookies, basically. They're healthy cookies. But, So, yeah, Dad, listen, I got to tell you something.
Morty's going, well, whatever.
I've eaten some biscuits on biscuits before.
Wow.
I don't know how he thought or she thought that it was tasted good.
Yeah, well, yeah. But if they're the pumpkin-y ones, you know, if they're those fancy.
Yeah, I don't know.
I love a woman's, you know, the way she tries to sell it. Well, they're pumpkin-y.
They're pumpkin, though. Guy has a 4.5-inch tongue.
Yeah. Like a salamander.
Yes, your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people.
Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call.
Tell me something good.
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news. Hopefully start that Tuesday off on a more positive note. Sponsored by Sky Diamonds, your premier diamond destination. Well, this story out of Florida. Man alive, a little dog, a very small corgi, fell off a boat this month. Her owner didn't even know until it was too late. They drove in this boat. They went all around looking for this poor little dog. Never found this little dog. One-year-old corgi named Jessica. Good news is she is okay because she swam 7 miles back to shore.
What?
She beat them back, by the way, because they stayed out there most of the day looking for her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, luckily she was chipped. Her owner says we had her, you know, she was on the boat with us. And we saw her go to the edge at one point looking, but she didn't go in. And then apparently she went in.
Yeah,
in
a wave.
Yeah. Exactly. So she did make it back. She is okay. They said we are never taking her off her leash again.
I'm just imagining this dog, you know, the paw just kind of...
I know. Are you kidding me?
Thumping on the ground.
Yeah. Where have you guys been?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, I made it back all right. Yes, I did.
Don't worry about me.
Uh-huh.
I fell off only about 5 hours ago.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, did I pee on the floor? Sorry. Jeez.
And of course, when he's with or she is with other dogs, you know, they're always going to complain about something.
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, this is what happened to me.
Really? They didn't feed you on time? Okay. I got a story for you.
That's a great story. Good for that dog.
By the way, do you know corgis, they have short legs?
Poor little guy. Probably kept up with you for a mile or so.
No, he swam back to shore himself.
Yeah, try 7 miles, okay?
If you have a feel-good story, we want to hear about it. Just submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. All right, getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop, Porta Subs. Order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery, portasubs.com. Wendy Rush going to take care of you throughout the workday. She will have another pair of tickets for Aerosmith and that Fogo Dichon dining card. About 12:40, be listening to that. Otherwise, we're back tomorrow, so do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
Poor little guy. Probably kept up with you for a mile or so.
No, he swam back to shore himself.
Yeah, try 7 miles, okay? Seven.
His four little feet.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.